CBSI in the world, Pacific Watch, is Jeff Bliss. You go immediately to the governor beginning his second term, Gavin Newsom, a man who's much talked about as a future presidential candidate. Right now, Governor Newsom is embracing his second term and the storms all across California, all across the Pacific West. Jeff, a very good evening to you. Thank you very much. Governor Newsom declared an emergency, I believe, days ago, and it's certainly justified. However, at the same time, Governor Newsom is speaking of January 6th, the tragedy in and around the Capitol following the last election. He's also speaking of himself and his future for California. It says here in the San Francisco Chronicle that he's the most popular governor ever. Have they exaggerated, Jeff? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. I think over an extended period of time, that might be close. They've also taken these polls at a time after a lot of Californians have been hit with free money, so to speak, from Sacramento. So that all bodes well for him. But, you know, he's had his ups and downs along the way, just like all the other governors have at one time or another. He's lucky that he's been riding the coattails of the rise of Democrats, not only in the state, but also across the country at times. But right now, he probably is the most popular governor we've had here. But I've also not heard a governor that's been disparaged so widely before. People are also quite unhappy with him. And they're also unhappy because they know a lot of what he does is just showboating or grandstanding for his possible future presidential run.
And he's very good at it. So let's go to the emergency. We'll start in the way north. You recall, Jeff, I believe it was last winter, the snowpack started positive. And we were looking for relief from the drought that's been plagued the whole of the West for decades now, and certainly California. How is the snowpack this year, and is it still snowing?
Well, I'll answer the last question first. Yes, it's still snowing in many parts of California, especially in North and Central California, the higher altitudes in the mountains and the ski resorts. They're having quite a time up there. A matter of fact, there are many places where you can't get a vehicle through, even with snow chains on, because the snow is just so high and it's piling up so rapidly. So right now, the snow total is at about 179% of annual snowpacks. That's great news. And with at least two more big storms, and of course, whatever comes the rest of the winter, we're expecting this to go up over 200% of annual snowpack. And that's great for the farms. That's great for the people in the cities. It's great for the aquifers that have been, you know, sucked dry by these years of drought. It's not going to turn the drought around completely, but it's going to help out a lot. It's going to be a little bit more than putting a bandage on things. And we'll see how winter goes and how the storm season progresses. But every day that we get these rains is a good sign. We're not hearing anybody, aside from people who are hit by the disastrous flooding and such, complaining about it. Most people are thinking, wow, this is a good turn for most of the state.
To go to Lake Tahoe, which suffered the fires, suffered the drought, and Hank the Tank in and around Lake Tahoe, is it getting adequate snow, or is it a blizzard dumping feet at a time? You report that it likes a few light powdery snow inches every night.
Yes, but so much snow has accumulated throughout the area there around the lake, which is rather sizable. And in the roads that approach it, it's making it tough to take care of the tourists that come in, to service their needs, to even take care of the folks who live there full time. It's been a really big, fast dump of snow on the region, and they're struggling to keep up.
We go to Hank the Tank, Jeff. There's been no sighting of him since last spring. We'd like to believe that he's comfortably hibernated with his Reese's peanut butter cups. That's your pick. I think Mars bars. However, all the bears, do they prosper in these conditions? You've made me keen on them, Jeff.
They generally speaking, they do. I'm sure they're always as the odd bear that has a problem. Gets caught up in situations that they don't know how to deal with. But for the most part, the bears have been doing this for eons, and so they're quite adapted to what's going on. They have their caves, their hibernation spots, so they're doing well. There's usually not a problem with the bears when we come out of it in spring and we do the counts.
Hank, if you're listening to us, we're waiting for you in the springtime. We go now to the rainstorms. Jeff, what is an atmospheric river?
An atmospheric river is almost like what it sounds, is there's a river of water moving through the air. So they usually begin over tropical regions. Warm temperatures cause ocean water to evaporate and rise up into the atmosphere. And then strong winds, like the jet stream or other winds, carry the water through the atmosphere, usually out toward us here in the west. And as it gets here, it rises up higher and higher. And so that's why you often get snow out of it. But these are big weather events. This is a huge amount of moisture, as you can probably tell from what I'm talking about, that's hitting the west right now. It's widespread up and down the coast, and it's just coming in hard, and it's coming in regularly. I mean, we're in a break right now. We've been in a break of rain for a few hours, which is nice little sun, but we are fully expecting a deluge either tonight or tomorrow.
Where is Capitola Village?
Capitola is a beautiful little town. It's up as you go up toward Northern California near Monterey Bay. It's very popular with tourists. It's one of those places where people like to escape to on the weekends if you live in the Bay Area. But it's a gorgeous little place. The best thing I can think of is Hamlet. It's a small seaside hamlet.
And that has been battered not only by rain, but by, I guess these are storm waves. Is that what I'm seeing? Apparently it took down the pier. It took down the what appeared to be a boardwalk, and now it's hammering the people who live near the beach. It's in fact doing major damage. This won't be easy to recover from.
That's right. So we're getting, water's coming out of the hills there in the surrounding mountains and areas, and it's, of course, flooding the areas. You're getting some mudslides and such. You're getting these high tides that come in and the rains and the floodwaters. And oftentimes what happens is it only takes a few older objects to fall, break apart, maybe an old pier or a piling or something. And then the ocean uses that as a battering ram against whatever's in its way on the shoreline. And then that becomes wreckage, and that becomes more of these battering rams. I've seen it firsthand up close, and it's unbelievable. It's almost like those ancient Greek or Roman wars where they would run the big timber into the side of the castle, because that's what the ocean does. It picks up these timbers and these objects and just runs them through houses and buildings, and there's no stopping it.
I'm seeing the reporting from the San Francisco Chronicle that this is the biggest rainfall since in 152 years. How is it in Southern California? You're supposed to be a desert.
It hasn't been as bad as it was up in Northern California. We're down in the lower part of this plume of the what they're calling this cyclone, this big bomb cyclone. But we've been seeing rain, especially up in the hills, that have been causing slides. I don't think we've had any deaths down here in Southern California. If we have, we haven't heard much about them. But up in Northern California is where really much of the damage being done, including up in Oregon and some parts of Washington as well.
And you sent me a photograph the other day of conditions on the freeway, I believe. There was no visibility, none whatsoever. It was raining so hard, and yet there were cars out there. Do the Californians believe they can drive through anything?
And I'll say this as somebody who's originally from Boston. Many Californians don't know how to drive in any weather, even when it's sunny. But, you throw fog in there, or you throw heavy rain or sleet, and then all bets are off. And we have seen a lot of accidents the past few days when I've been out driving during some of these storms. I don't think I've seen so many accidents maybe ever since I've been driving as a kid. It's been really, really hectic out there.
And are you warned to stay home, Jeff? Has it reached that level? Do they come on every 20 minutes and say there's an emergency?
You hear the officials, various authorities come on the radio or on TV, and they say, please don't go out if you don't have to. We're really stretched to the limit here with our emergency crews and our tow trucks, et cetera. And of course, they have the electronic signboards by the side of the road. But by the time you see those, it's too late. You're already out doing whatever you have to do.
Gavin Newsom for his second term, storm after storm. Jeff Bliss is Pacific Watch. I'm John Mash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.